This is the second sermon in our little series on world issues. And it's a sermon focusing on the work of mission that we have in partnership with the Christians from Argentina, some of whom are with us now. The home group study for this one isn't out yet, because the idea this week is, instead of meeting in home groups, we go out and invite people to some of the events that are going on, mission events during this Passion for Life week. So this is a sermon to help us welcome the team from Argentina who are with us over the next week for Passion for Life, our special events. And it will be easier to welcome them if we understand where they're coming from. Yeah, I know they're coming from Argentina, but have you wondered why there are Anglicans in northwest Argentina? And why they would choose to visit us in northwest England? Who are they, and how can we make the most of their visit? I hope also to make you proud to be associated with the Victorian Christian missionaries who were our forebears. There is a lot of silly guilt and criticism of Christian missionaries who left these shores in large numbers, especially in the 19th century. And really, there is much more call for pride than for guilt. You know, during the 19th century, British churches understood Jesus' great commission. The words we just heard in the gospel reading and we preached on last week. Some of Jesus' last words to his followers: make disciples of all nations. And in the 19th century and before, the British churches started with those nations with which Britain had good links through the empire and through trade. But they didn't leave it there. Jesus said, all nations. And so our forebears looked towards nations where there were people still to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Argentina came into view. Most of Argentina had been conquered by the Spanish and populated by Italians, among others. All of these were evangelized by the Roman Catholic Church, but they had ignored the well-being, including the spiritual well-being, of the remaining indigenous populations. So the pre-conquest tribes were decimated and herded into the less habitable bush country and mountains by the Spanish conquerors and successive governments. This was shameful to a large degree. And the Roman Catholic Church failed to take the gospel to these marginalized people, and this was shameful. Maybe the tribes people were so resentful of their poor treatment that they weren't ready to listen anyway. But that did not put the British off. When Charles Darwin was taking the boat to South America to do his research on species, a man called Alan Gardner took the boat to be dropped off at the bottom of Argentina, the pointy bit, in order to share the love of Jesus and the good news of salvation with the indigenous people. He was killed on the beach by those he'd come to be with. But others followed, and bit by bit, they helped the people and shared the good news. And by 1910, they had worked their way up the spine of South America, and a mission was set up in North Argentina, Mission Chaquenra, among the Wichí tribe and the Toba and the Chirote. Now there are 100 Anglican churches in northern Argentina, and most of them among the indigenous in this rather sparsely populated region. and much of the Bible is translated into Wichí, and quite a lot in Toba as well. The South American Mission Society, SAMS, did a great job in many respects. Charles Darwin obviously thought they did a great job because he is recorded as a financial benefactor of SAMS, which is the sort of evidence which Richard Dawkins tends to ignore. They weren't perfect, but the Christian missionaries were brave, faithful, and caring for the whole well-being of the people, spiritual and material, of the people they went to serve. Still today, it is the British-backed Christians who argue most helpfully and persistently for land rights for the indigenous peoples. And it is so often Christians who encourage cottage industries in these isolated places among such disillusioned people who are slow to help themselves. So the Anglican Diocese of North Argentina is still mostly churches in the bushland, the Chaco, as it's called, serving indigenous people, sometimes in their tribal languages, sometimes in Spanish. However, in the last 30 years, the diocese has planted new churches in the big cities, where some of the tribe's people go to university. And so in the city of more than 1 million people called Tucumán, and in the city of more than 600,000 people called Salta, there are Spanish-speaking congregations, Anglicans, for students and for others. These are the churches we are in partnership with. Hugo leads the churches in Salta and the congregation in Tucumán. And how did this happen? How are we in partnership with Hugo and the others? Well, in the late 1990s, John Thompson, our vicar, approached SAMS and asked for a mission link in South America. And they sent back and introduced us to Hugo and his wife, Techi. Hugo had recently planted a new church in Tucumán, De la Gracia. And then, a few years later, he planted a new church in Salta, Prince of Peace, by one of the universities. And now he also leads the larger congregation in the center called San Andrés. And for 15 years or so, we have supported him and his work and prayed for him. And in financial terms, most recently supported by at least £2,500 a year, because we are partners in the gospel. And we want to play our part in encouraging them and enabling them to do their gospel work, so that we might be true to Jesus' call to make disciples of all nations. Partnership is how Paul described it when he was writing to the Philippians, one of his warmest letters, because he recognized how the Philippians were such good partners with him. And he says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, "I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now." Partnership in the gospel. And so we pray and we give and we are partners in the gospel with the churches, the Anglican churches in Salta and Tucumán. It's about togetherness in gospel work. They encourage us, we encourage them. We sent a team of 10 to them two years ago. They send a team of 6 to us now. We want to encourage gospel work here and there in all nations. We want to pull in the same direction. We are stronger at some things, they are stronger at other things. We want to share our strengths that God has given us in order to serve the whole body of Christ, in order that we might do the work of making disciples of all nations. It's such a blessing. I'm so glad to be in partnership in the gospel in this way. It's inspiring. And we thank God for our brothers and sisters. And we are full of so many of the positives which Paul was full of as he wrote to the Philippians. I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It's right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest that comes through Jesus Christ. Partnership in the gospel. We want to grow in it. One of the things you'll notice about the Argentinian team is they are committed to evangelism in their cities and beyond. Every year they go out to the Chaco, to the indigenous villages. They've also been to Ecuador a couple of years ago. And now they come to England in their typical Argentinian way, passionate and laid back. Laid back in timekeeping, passionate for the gospel of Jesus Christ among needy people. It's something they can help us with, inspire us with, encourage us with. Evangelism with passion. That's why we've arranged some invitation events, a chance to share with others, a chance to invite others. Argentinians at the moment are quite trendy. The Pope is an Argentinian. Argentina will probably do quite well at the World Cup. These are conversation starters and helpers as we seek to introduce friends, neighbours, acquaintances at this time. It's not easy for the Anglicans in Argentina. They're caught in between. Caught in between a large, rather compromised traditional Roman Catholic Church, and then the newer, fast-growing, and too often splitting Pentecostal churches. So in Argentina, Anglicans are small and weak in-betweenies, but wise and faithful and getting on with it, reaching out to the needy. The Anglican Church in northern Argentina is so good to be in partnership with. Let's be inspired by them to do evangelism and mission here. Let's do our bit. Invite and make the most of these opportunities. And in terms of introducing the team, look out for Hugo. He's the man with the grey beard. He's the pastor, and he's been here 3 times before. Quite a few of you may remember him. Look out for Danny and Flavia. Flavia is Hugo's daughter. These are the younger couple who lead the team of young leaders. And they lead quite a strong work in the church in Salta. And then the young leaders we have, 3 in their 20s, Gustavo, Oris, and Marcos. You know, I was talking with Marcos because he's staying with us, and he's age 23. And he goes twice a year to a very, very isolated village. It takes them 14 hours to get there. Very close to the Bolivian border, in order to serve and encourage the people. And gradually, they're getting to know him, and they're glad to see him. He has heard Jesus' call to make disciples of all peoples, all nations, all tribes. And he gets on and does it. And it's very impressive. In our partnership with the Salter Six, let's find inspiration to follow the call of Jesus Christ to go and make disciples. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for our partnership. Please, may we grow in partnership in the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for your good news. Please, may we go and share it. Amen.